Coming at you live, 9.75 the square.
Fuck.
Yeah, he gets there.
In the background,
he gets there.
Welcome back to your Drop Dice, your next favorite D&D podcast.
Woo.
What up?
Yeah.
We are going to be picking up in the city of Metorka with our heroes.
Fucking shithole.
Damn.
Excuse Damn. Me.
Last session, we just finished up a very important council meeting where our wonderful friend Elian became the new Lord of Cards.
He do be that guy.
Stepping into Kaylee's shoes. Big boots to fill. We'll see how he does.
Massive.
Surprisingly small. He had freakishly small feet.
Yeah.
That's so they say.
For like his size specifically.
Yeah, he was 6'4", but he wore like a children's 7.
Yeah. Crazy.
It was wild.
Real odd guy. R.I.P.
We'll miss him.
Fun fact, children's shoes don't go up to 7 unless it's toddler sizes.
You would know that.
I do know that.
Amber is small bean.
You save money that way.
True.
And I can get light up shoes as an adult, which is kind of fun. They make you run faster.
And jump higher. I mean, that's just real.
True. Mm-hmm. So true.
Scientifically.
Anyways.
Let's go introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
I am Fig, playing Kronk Enator. You know, people's champion, unlike maybe some other guy would say or claim to be. Just kind of the GOAT. Super wealthy, just recently dumped a bunch of cash on a children's theater, you know. Big props on that one. Involved in local politics, tries to get wells made for the poor. You know, he's just all around a great guy. Occasionally murders someone, sells their soul for a good cause, like stopping the end of the world.
I feel like Kronk's literally
Is that why
done.
He's doing it, though?
I mean, that's why he would claim to be doing it, yeah.
I feel like you low-key modeled Kronk after, like, Johnny Bones Jones.
No.
Damn.
Even Kronk isn't that bad.
He's not a wife beater.
Yeah. It's true.
He doesn't have a wife yet.
It's true.
Yet.
Yeah. He might kill someone for, like, personal gain, but he does not support domestic violence.
Good on
Fair.
You.
That's a good line.
He's got to have standards.
Yes. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Draw
the line somewhere.
He's not evil.
And well, I'm Ben, and I play Ack, the Kobold Skink Monk Black Pup of Ulrich. And he is also weirdly very rich for a skink and for pretty much anybody in this time zone, but he doesn't understand how wealth works. So in his brain, it doesn't really matter.
Rich in friendship.
He's on the grind.
And gold.
He's on the grind.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't realize it because he's just sort of living his life, but like it's paying off in ways that he doesn't really understand.
Zach, Prank, Gregor, Blackfoot, Midheim, actual people's champion, actual chosen of Ulrich, champion of Midheim.
First choice of the Chaos Gods.
Champion of a different people.
Number one seed in the ever chosen bracket. Just putting that down.
You proud of that?
Turned it away. Turned it down.
Yeah, it feels good to be wanted, but it feels good to be like to be my potential being recognized by the opposition. Because even the opposition recognizing like this dude fucks, and we want him on our team. You know, it's like if I'm LeBron and they're trying to bring me over. You know,
bro,
but
let's set the record straight here. Gregor is number one in the race, in the kind of race where like your 5-year-old sibling is playing a racing game with you, spins out and is driving the wrong way.
Goated.
The controller's not even connected.
I mean, Vinny D said it best in Fast and Furious, whether you win by an inch or a mile, win's a win.
Oh yeah, brother.
So, but yeah, people's champ, Ulrich, stay boosted, stay blessed.
Man, you guys are hard to follow. You got to start on this side. What's up, guys? Cindy playing Dwarf, your favorite round boy. All I do is just be heavy and pet my snail.
Farger.
Occasionally kill it, but don't worry about that.
3'8".
It's not love.
6'75".
Yep. His name's Farger.
3'8". Damn.
You said Cindy playing Dwarf.
Yeah. That's 6'75" in inches.
I think it's
one of
the same.
Circumference.
That dwarf's name might or might not be Farger.
We will find out.
You will find out.
2%. Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
2% body fat.
Nope. Oh, man.
He's off his game.
He's bulky.
All right, we're in.
Okay, so we are picking up. Gregor, Fargrim, and Ack are in the guest house. Your wolves are outside, since they are not able to.
Yeah,
be
we
inside.
Fumbled. We fumbled the bag on that a little bit.
Yeah.
I could sneak them in.
No, you can't. You
physically can't.
No, because remember we hallowed it.
Oh yeah.
But like. The howling doesn't discriminate between like good. True. It just hard
it
stops.
Just says no. Fair enough.
They're out there just big chilling.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to build them a little like dog house.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be real. That was the number one reason I was cool with that plan, because I thought about that and I greenlit it out of spite.
I mean, they're able to like hang out in the stables. Like, it's not like they're just sitting there, just staring at the door in the rain. Like, there are places for them to go.
I feel like Bjorn would want to be out in the rain because he's like, I'm on the grind.
I mean, now that little Skald is there and he has to like make a good impression, like, yes. Like, does he want to be? No. Is he going to prove a point? Absolutely.
He has the same energy as like a certain friend of ours in the Marine Corps when we would be out in the field. He's like, I wish this sucked.
Oh, yeah, that's Dan. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, we're going to name drop him hard.
That sounds like Dan. Dan. Yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like, that sounds like Dan.
He's like, I want it to rain nonstop. Bro, shut the fuck up, dude. It's cold as shit. Like, yeah, I feel like Bjorn's on that. Like, I want this to suck more. Yep. Like digging a fighting hole. He's like, I hope I hit bedrock.
Like, so fucking Minecraft.
So I have to chisel my way through with this shitty tool. Like,
he got that dog in him.
Shout out, Dan.
They'll be hanging out with Gary.
Yeah.
Is Gary out there?
Gary's in the stable.
Imagine. Hold on. I've got open arms and open eyes in my headphones.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it too.
No.
A little bit of Incubus.
Yeah, but, just a little bit.
That's lit.
I just have this mental image now of you have one very large dog, a puppy,
and
then
giant.
A Chrysler minivan.
Correct.
Best friends.
Just mad chilling.
That is what's happening.
Yeah.
Three best friends that anyone can have.
Oh, Gary.
It's true what they say. No three friends ever look like they're going to the same event. And that has never been more true than this situation right here.
Very true.
I feel like Gary's just got his shell active because he's just big. He's just vibing.
They're just crab raving in there.
No one would be able to sleep. It'd be so bright.
We have light complaints at night.
Just fucking Gary.
Kronk had to move from the room that like overlooked the pretty garden and the stables to the other side of the mansion because the light would just bother him at 2 a.m.
Elian's first job as the head of the guards is dealing with the light complaints from Kronk's
installing reverse blackout blinds on this barn.
All right, gotta get that snail a blanket.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
Yeah.
You mean a tarp?
Yeah. Real big one.
Okay, so yeah, you guys, Kronk, you're waking up in your newer room.
Oh.
It's bigger, but it like the view's not as nice.
About the same. Any day those blinds are going to come in. Expedited from Metorka. So in 3 months.
Yeah. They just got to.
That's fast for Metorka.
Yeah.
Well, and especially with the mail system being what it is now, since the Postmaster General is on strike out of
problem.
Anger.
Oh.
It would have to be mail order.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We got to beat his ass.
Yeah.
There was a major political incident involving him.
Are we becoming union busters now?
Is he union busting? I feel like.
I mean, if he's striking.
Yeah, but I don't think he's striking for like union reasons. I think he's striking because he's a little bitch.
I'll throw it out there. I will bust anything. It doesn't need to be a union or anti-union. We're just going to be breaking kneecaps.
I'm just down, dude.
Well, then the mail's going to take even longer, though.
Again, I'm going to go to his house and cast 5th level no-knock raid. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you guys are doing today?
No.
We're not.
It's definitely on the agenda.
It could be.
Yeah.
Someday.
We'll see where we get distracted at. Dude, okay.
Imagine we waste all of our prep time for the end of the world. It's just like busting you.
Stupid municipal things.
Yep.
All right. So we're in the guest house.
You're in the guest house.
Kronk is begrudgingly moved to the other side of the mansion because Gary decides to have raves on the regular with the dog.
He learned too much about Middenheim and now it's a rave every night.
The fucking snail strobes in his sleep. Just... starts having active
Bjorn
dreams.
Wanted this. Yeah. He wanted the party.
Instead of like dogs, they run in their sleep and they whimper a little. Gary just actively strobes.
It's fucking jellyfish jam every night, dog.
Every night.
All right. So what time of day is it?
It's morning.
Morning?
You guys are waking up.
Motherfucker, damn. Okay.
I mean, you don't know Gregor's life. He might sleep in sometimes.
True.
Never.
Nah.
There was that one time.
I've never missed a sunrise.
Even when he slept in that pile of shit, he was up.
I was up because I can't sleep in there. Yep. I took a level of exhaustion.
Yep.
Burpees.
Because I was fucking snorkeling.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, I'm gonna hit some burps.
Okay. Flame.
Get limbered up. Get the joints nice and greasy. We'll oil up. And then maybe, like, team meeting?
Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll powwow. Drag everyone into the house, into our little usual conference room, my fucking reading nook.
Okay.
With my nice little powwow table.
It's very nice. Your housekeeper makes sure that it's cleaned very well after every meeting.
Yeah. Pine scented, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What just happened?
I think me and Zach are getting the same ads playing in our headphones.
Background noise. Sorry. Yeah. It hit me. I was like, what the fuck? All
right. Got radio stations playing in our headphones.
So we're in the nook.
You're in the nook.
We're in the nook.
Okay.
There are snacks.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Some charcuterie.
Eck is immediately grabbing handfuls.
Epic.
We got mimosas.
I just got my helmet off now.
Nice.
I just put it on the table.
This is big for you.
Yeah.
You're actually able to eat and enjoy a mimosa without having to mash it up through a bendy straw.
Feels weird, but
he doesn't have to constantly apply cream to his tusks because they're actually breathing now. They're getting air.
Does he have tusks? I thought he'd chipped them off.
I filed them down. I'm still doing that.
They're still there, though. Like, it's still, you know, he still has
nubs. Little nubs.
I got athlete's tusk.
Yeah. All he does is just mouth breathe in his helmet all the time. So finally exposed to actual oxygen.
Those lips are so chapped.
Imagine the pain from the nerves being exposed.
Why do you think Gregor is so upset all the time?
Yeah.
You
just constantly in pain.
Yeah,
did this.
Or you guys remember what was it? Gaunt got an X-ray of Gregor and was like, what the fuck?
Yup.
He came up, he's like, see a doctor.
Gotta go to your pediatrician.
Yeah, because he's like, this is congenital. All right, guys.
Good times.
Okay.
So what's the plan?
Breakfast.
So, yes.
Breakfast.
Second breakfast.
Okay, well, fucking breakfast. And then I think we boop over to Sartosa.
Yep.
We go meet up with Aranessa, see what's cooking down there, try and recover the Golden God.
Yep.
See if we can't get some escort vessels. Yes. And some crew for it so that when folks start rocking up to Matorka, we've got boats ready to roll
that are
fully crewed and we can start kicking off.
Our current timeline, they should be here in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? No.
I think at this point it's 2 weeks. But
closer to two? Okay.
Two, three.
Okay. Two and a half.
But that gives us time to have some ships staged and ready to rip when they arrive.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can load up and lift off.
Yeah.
How long is the ship ride from here to Sartosa?
I think last time you did it took 5 days.
Yeah,
5 days?
It was
so we could teleport there and then basically that gives us about a week to handle our shit in Sartosa.
Yeah.
Then make the trip back to be here
in time. Yeah, for everyone to rock up.
And I'm sure we will definitely be able to handle everything that we have to in Sartosa in a week.
We always do. Yeah.
For sure, dog.
One way or another.
We just ignore it.
We're never anywhere.
Pretend it doesn't exist. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Boop.
Let's get some brekkie. And then
let's finish up breakfast.
Take off.
Everyone pack your overnight bags. Pack your CPAP.
Yep.
man.
For sure.
Am I going to get my water jug?
You just dunk it. You see water.
I was salty just breathing that in.
All right. So, are we just anybody else want to do anything before we head out, or are we good?
I should be ready.
I think I've got everything.
Okay. Yeah. So, got everything packed up. We circle up. I believe it's either I had a seashell.
I've got rocks on the a rock from the shore of.
Is that what it was? Or I think I also had a piece of the dock, if I remember.
I've also got some dude's tooth there.
Yeah, the teeth from the guys that we killed.
Yeah, I've got
on the.
I don't want to use dock. That.
I know I've got a rock specifically from the docks.
Yeah.
You also have a rock from the treasure room where your winnings from the festival came from.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I believe you have a rock to that one farm.
We do,
that you left Ox that
yes.
one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, the guy with the cross-eyed three-day stare.
Yeah. The one where we told him, and he did, and now he's permanently low-key maimed.
No, he was like that before.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's the one that they bring in when they have two people get the special plan, because he can watch both of them at once.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
That's wild.
But so whatever we want to pop, do we want to be treasure room, weird farm, or docks? I would think docks, right?
Probably the docks. Is reasonable. Docks. We docks should know if the golden god is there.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys appear in Sartosa. It is a beautiful sunny day. There's like this warm wind coming off of the ocean. It smells like salt and sea and a little bit of fish and smoke. Sartosa is currently burning.
God damn it.
What I knew it.
Fuck.
You do see where like there used to be like beautiful rows of ships like all lined up. There's a couple still in port. Most are out at sea. Some of them are shooting at each other.
Oh man.
You hear distantly the sound of fighting. Something is happening here.
I'm about to be happening here.
Do we want to run towards the sound of fighting?
Can I make an immediate investigation check and see if I can clock the golden god anywhere?
Yes, you can 100% do that.
Okay.
Can Ak roll to see if he notices anything different about this 18.
Place? 18.
Yes, 18. You do see the Golden God, since it was a larger ship. It wasn't docked like right on the docks. It was like out, and so you had to take a little dinghy like back and forth. It is still out there. It does look like it has taken some battle damage, but it looks like it's mostly been left alone.
Okay.
So Ak rolled a 2, so I'm assuming everything seems about as much as well where we left it.
I mean, Sartosa is just always like
this is just what it's been like.
It's what pirates do. Pirates doing what they
All right, guys, so...
I mean, last time you were here was a festival, and it did smell like smoke and stuff because it was festival. This is probably people cheering about the festival.
So Ak totally ignoring everything that's going on. So should we go see Aranessa then, guys, or what's up?
What do you got?
Can I roll real quick to see if there's anyone in, like, imminent danger because of these fires?
Yeah, go for it.
What is that, investigation or perception?
Probably investigation if you're making an active check.
Yeah, I would say that.
Only an 11.
You don't see anyone in active danger, so it seems like the fires... They seem like they've been burning for a while, so it's not like a building just caught and there's people in it. It's more just like it's at the smoldering stage where, like...
Gotcha.
Whatever's been happening here has been happening for a while, so the odds of someone being stuck in a burning house are pretty low.
So do you guys think Aranessa will have, like, snacks for us, or...
Dude, you're literally bringing the energy from, like, Scary Movie 3, where it's like, this is Detroit, and it's, like, burning, and this is Detroit after the attack.
Yeah.
Okay, tactical assessment. Spotted the Golden God.
Do we run to the Golden God, or I said we run to the fighting, because that's probably where Aranessa is.
I think we try and make for Aranessa's, like, keep, and see what's going on there. Maybe try and figure out what the situation here is. And how we can get this shit locked down. Golden God appears to be fine. Like, there's battling going on out in the bay, but it seems like it's being generally left alone, probably because of the size of the vessel. So, yeah, I think that's fine. We deal with that later if need be. But, yeah, I think we make for Aranessa.
Okay.
Try and lock down the situation.
Yeah, no, I think we need intel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys trying to stealth your way there, or if you guys draw attention and get sucked into a battle?
Full trot.
Yeah, I was just going to run over there.
Ak is very casually skittering along.
Speed and violence.
Okay.
Yo, you have Dimension Door?
I do have Dimension Door.
We could both just Dimension Door pretty far along this path and maybe bump up, skip some bullshit.
How far away is Aranessa's?
I don't remember exactly.
I have no idea.
Because you guys are down on the docks, and, like, you remember... You've never been to, like, her keep proper, but you did see it, like, when you were in the middle of, like, the main town. So it's maybe, like, a quarter mile, maybe half mile from where you're at.
So I can only do it once. It's a level 4 spell, and I have one level 4 spell slot. So I can I can only do it once.
If it's a quarter mile away, we can Dimension Door half of that, so we'd cut our time in half.
It is pretty... sizable.
Otherwise, I mean, you guys have a pretty fast speed. Yeah, you guys can run a quarter mile and probably in less than 5 minutes.
I'm fast as
fuck, but then we
got to
deal with people.
I'm saying, so currently there aren't really people around you. You hear it in the distance, and it sounds like the place you're running to is where the fighting is.
Okay, so we run, and then once we run into bullshit, we could Dimension Door.
Yeah, I'd say let's save it.
Yeah.
Let's save it.
Okay, cool.
Okay. For me, it is a one and done, so I'd rather take the Bootlace Express as far as I can.
Okay, so we'll start legging it.
Ak also has no sense of urgency right now.
Frolicking alongside of us.
Everything is normal. This is just how things are supposed to be, and he's just along for the ride.
I like to imagine act right now is Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, where they're where he's just dancing. Everyone else is just fighting for their lives.
Okay,
yeah.
Ack.
Yeah.
Scout ahead. Find where Aranessa is. We're going to start running our way towards the keep. Come back and let us know where she is. We'll rally back up.
Okay.
You're so much faster than us.
Okay. I put a thing in Gregor's ear a while ago, the Illithid, the Mind Flayer ear bones, so I can call you whenever. Yeah. So I will run. I bought those.
Okay.
Bluetooth.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I also have a sending stone to also Gregor.
Yes.
Maybe I'll switch that.
Redundancy.
Yes, redundancy. Just in case. Just in case. But yeah, I will run ahead, just full speed, looking for Aranessa the way I would looking through Matorka for anybody else.
Okay.
Just running.
You're peeking through every window.
Yep.
You're stopping for like half a second, and then you're just a blur again.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to roll for investigation or perception? Which one?
Since you're looking for someone in particular, there'll be investigation.
Okay. 19 plus 5.
24. Okay, so you get to the center of town, and it's hard because humans have really weird everything.
Yeah.
And last time, there were people, like, fucking in the bushes. This time, they seem to be stabbing each other in the bushes, but, like, maybe that's just kind of what humans do.
They do
that a lot.
They do, especially around us.
It's interesting, though. Some of the things that are being stabbed and doing the stabbing don't quite look human. Like, there's something... It's really hard because there are no scales. But
do
like,
I recognize them as undead? Because that's not
some
something
of them
I like.
You do recognize as undead. And some of them are humans with, like, weird, like, alterations. Like, one has, like, three eyes.
Ooh.
One has, like, weird, like a rash, but it's, like, iridescent purple.
See, I don't want to assume that that's not normal, because I don't really know how no scales work.
There's also some weird, like, goat-like humanoid creatures that you haven't really seen before.
Again, I don't know.
But again, they're all, like, that, bright pinks and purples.
That
and
could
blues.
Just be, like, what people look like, for all I know.
Exactly. So, it's weird. And they're fighting the undead, so you're like, okay, like, that's...
Wait, the weird people are fighting the undead?
The undead and the weird people are fighting each other.
Okay, that's weird. Do I see Aranessa anywhere?
As you run through to her keep, you don't see her, but you do recognize her first mate, like, in, like, one of the rooms in the keep.
Okay.
Like, one of the upper rooms. He's sitting at a desk with, like, a map in front of him, and he seems to be trying to, like... plan something.
I'm assuming it's like up a wall or something. Can
yeah
I run up
I've assumed you already like
yeah.
ran up.
Can I run up the
your
wall?
Little head in.
Can I like hop up onto the banister and be like, hi,
ha,
do you know where Aranessa
he draws
is?
A sword and starts pointing it at you.
I say, hey, do you know where Aranessa is?
Are you one of the demons?
No, actually I killed demons. Do you remember where We were here for a festival a while ago. Like, Kronk, we had the Golden God. We kind of won a competition thingy.
Yes, that was before everything went to shit. Okay, yes.
I mean, it seems pretty normal around here. But, yeah, do you know where Aranessa is?
She is not here. She took the fleet. She left me behind to run things in her stead, but no, she's
not. Do you know
not.
When she'll be back?
He just kind of, like... pointedly looks out the window at the burning city and the massive what appears to have been a massive battle and now just like the last remnants of it between these strange beings that were somewhat human looking and the undead. And then undead somewhat human looking things.
So like tomorrow or like later today?
Do you have Captain Kronk with you? I remember he was a little easier to explain things.
Yeah, he asked me to go ahead and find Aranessa beforehand, like just to and let him know. But if she's not here, we can go. It's fine. we can go find her or something. We'll just take our ship. And do you know which direction she went? Like,
I don't.
Damn, that's really not helpful.
The point was that if I failed here, I wouldn't be able to lead them to her. So no, I don't know where she is.
Damn. Maybe Kronk can help here. Maybe should I bring them here? Should I tell them to come here? Do you want to talk to...
If you want. Otherwise, if you want to leave, that's great, too.
All right. Just give me one. Give me one second. I'm going to turn around real quick. Hey, Gregor.
Yeah, what's up?
So Aranessa's not here, and her first mate guy doesn't know where she went.
Well, that's not helpful at all.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. And he, like, just straight up doesn't know because they don't want to, like, lead them to her or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, you guys can come here if you want, but it doesn't seem like this guy's going to be very helpful. And I turn back and look at him real quick, and then I go back.
He's gone back to his map with just this look of resignation on his face. Like, my life is so goddamn weird. I thought it was...
I mean, might still be worth talking to.
Also, there's, like...
You get a sit rep on what exactly, how this all started, what happened, you know.
I'm not really sure. It seems like there's, like, I don't really know, like... not scaled people kind of things, but like there's like weird three-eyed pink people fighting undead, and I'm not sure whose side we should be on. Because part of me says neither, but I don't know if that's just because they don't have scales or not.
Yeah, we're gonna come talk to this guy, right?
All right.
I'm gonna look to the rest of the group, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, we're on the way.
All right, cool. And then I end the call, and then I turn back. Okay, they're gonna come here, and we're gonna figure this out.
Wonderful.
So what's up? What's up with all the people fighting? Is that? I mean, they were fighting last time we were here. So I'm just. Are they supposed to be pink?
No.
Shit.
Are they supposed to be undead?
No. The dead are supposed to stay dead.
Yeah, I know. Typically, yeah. Whose side are we on?
Neither of theirs.
Oh. Okay. I guess we'll...
This is the last fortress that hasn't fallen yet on this island.
Oh, well.
We haven't heard from the Temple of Manon in...
Oh, shit. We got... Well, that place wasn't great. That was... There was something wrong with that place last time we came here, and we never came back to deal with it. But there was definitely a demon there last time we stopped
in. There was a demon there.
We didn't realize it was a demon at the time until after we had already left, and then we were planning to come back and deal with it, but then we never had time because we had other stuff. We were actually planning on killing the god of death, so he doesn't come back and kill everybody. But so we just had like more important things to deal with. We're sorry. But maybe we should have came back.
You probably... Are you...
Bro, you're goated at PR.
We probably could have sent a letter or something.
You're
I can't...
telling me that you could have stopped this?
No.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know, actually.
You knew this would have happened?
No. I don't... I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
How was I supposed to know that?
Out. Just out. Just out. He's like,
we are.
He's
outside.
Like walking. He's like trying to push you back out the window you came in. He's hurting you.
I go from on the window to so I'm just like standing like that, just like on the wall, being like, we had no idea this was going to happen, but
he closes it.
Okay, well, we'll be back soon. Bye.
So you guys, as you're running through, you notice that all of the corpses from these battles, they're twitching. They're moving. Nothing dead seems to be fully dead. Like, it's not, like, actively, like, they're all, like, running around. But, like, you're like, oh, my God, like, that was a terrible battle. Like, so many people died. And then you see, like, all of the corpses are, like, twitching a little bit.
Do I see a twitching corpse?
You do see a twitching corpse. You see several.
I'm going to behead it. I'm going to behead it.
Okay. You go over, you behead it. The rest of them start twitching faster and start, like, all of their heads start to turn towards you.
Oh, what is dead may never die.
You also start hearing like these weird like hooting shrills in around you.
Oh shit. Do I hear that?
Yeah, I mean like you're overlooking, so like the keep is kind of like up on a hill a little bit overlooking like the town square.
Do they sound like owl hoots?
Could
they be mistaken for owl hoots? I'm immediately on edge.
You
I'm finally
be,
on edge now.
So it's hard to tell if they're owl hoots or if they're demon hoots.
Oh, now I'm doubly on edge. Either one of those are bad.
Yes.
Those are both equally bad. if I see... am I putting it together that the pink people that I saw were demons, finally?
I would hope so, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
roll me, I guess, intelligence.
I don't think I'm that. I've got plus zero. Intelligence. That's a four.
Nice. Man, he dumb.
You're like, well, he said there were demons, but I don't see demons. All I see are these weird pink people, so.
But I know I'm not on their side, though, hey, man, according to that guy. I
see color, okay? Mainly because he's colorblind.
I see scales and not scales, and those people don't have scales. That's true. They?
They don't. Actually, a couple of them do.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Would I recognize the ones with scales as being demons?
Yes.
Oof, that's that. Ack is on site then. Ack is throwing hands on site then.
I mean, are you running down?
Yes.
To the, okay.
Ack's whole thing right now is fighting demons. So if I see
there's
a
lot of demons
and
here
I recognize them as demons, I'm fighting until those guys show up.
Okay. So yeah, you guys run into the square and you find Ack killing his third demon. But the other two demons you've killed are beginning to rise.
Are they undead demons now? Shit.
What the
fuck? That's
some
layers, bro.
Yeah.
You kick the demon out, but then the undead comes in and the bodies just be corporealizing in nefarious ways.
So it wasn't like, you know, normally when you kill a demon, it kind of like vanishes into smoke. This does seem like it was a human that was maybe possessed, maybe some kind of cultist.
So then the
undead
formerly possessed body is becoming undead?
Yes.
Yes. So it's not a demon undead.
Yes.
It's just an undead person after the
cycle.
Demon gets smited.
Okay, well then I guess I'll kill the... Can I disembowel the undead so I can re-embowel another one?
Yeah, you do this. You do notice, though, every time...
Is it effective?
No.
Damn.
For a short period.
That's all I got.
But, like, you get, like, a couple of minutes, and then you start noticing them moving again.
That only works on the living.
I've reached the extent of my training.
These guys all run up, though, as you are re-emboweling your second demon.
Great.
Guys,
I keep killing the demons.
We're going to call them cultists, because
okay.
I think that will make it a little easier.
I keep killing demons, and then they turn into undead, and then I have to kill them again, but then they don't die.
Years of academy training wasted.
Wasted.
You got to take the head off, dude.
Or like,
I don't know. Scrambling behind them very slowly, you do see a headless corpse that looks very similar to one that Fargrim beheaded earlier.
So that's a fucking lie.
But here's the thing, though. Less intimidating without a fucking head.
True. No, they can't bite you. They can't bite you without a head.
Don't worry about getting bit, dude.
They don't even know where they're going.
Gotta light them all.
I was gonna say, can we light them on fire? Does that work? I don't know how. Okay.
That's how we burn more buildings.
The only undead we fought together were vampires, so I'm not sure how these ones work.
Listen, man, I'm not really worried about burning down more buildings at this point.
We can build back better.
Can I?
BBB, dog.
Can I drop kick a body into a burning building and see what happens?
Sure. You drop kick it in. Again, like. Everything's singed and like smoldering, but it's not like a raging inferno anymore. That was probably like.
Can I sacred flame it to get the fire going again?
Yes, it does burn. The sounds this undead cultist demon thing is making are quite terrible.
Music to my ears, yes.
Yes, it does seem to be stopping it though, as it's like. It is a corporeal being, so it can't regenerate.
Okay.
So that does seem to be effective, if very traumatizing. It takes about 2 minutes for the screams to stop.
They're barely people in Axe eyes, so it's fine.
Yeah. The sound does start attracting more of them, though.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Guys, fire works.
Easier to light them on fire.
You got a
fireball. Killing demons.
Well,
hold on.
No?
Are there any
like
more
a fire
demons?
Caster?
I just thought you had fireball.
No. See,
you guys do hear. You start hearing the sound of footsteps and claws, it sounds like stuff is coming.
We need to get to a fortified position.
We can go.
In the middle of the town square right now.
The dude I talked to said that the Aranessa's place is the last place that hasn't fallen to demons and zombies
that they know of.
Let's get there. Let's get there. Let's just start moving.
He wasn't very happy with me when I left.
Stay here.
We are there. We are there. We just have to go inside.
Yeah.
So you guys, it takes you a little bit to get there. You are able to avoid most of everything, but there's a couple little skirmishes. You kill a couple things. You get to the doors of this like reinforced stone keep. The doors are singed wood with like iron reinforcing them. So yeah, you get there. What do you do next?
Just gonna pound on the door.
Yeah, and just knock.
You could just dimension door to the other.
Hey, you hear like a kind of like smaller, a little bit scared voice. go away. We don't want the undead anymore.
Motherfucker, I'm not the undead.
This I'm not undead.
Red Orr, Black Wolf of Middenheim. Let me in.
You don't sound like a demon. But I've been confused before.
Axe said you were looking for me, Kronk.
It's Gregor Kronk and Farge.
Correct.
Forg.
Just open the fucking door or I'll teleport in.
Yeah, either you can let me in or I got to burn a spell slot to get in and I'm going to be mad. Or
no, we'll there's our dwarf. We have a door. Protocol for this. Give me 1 minute. I got to find it.
Oh, my fucking
God. Is there like any sort of crack I can see through?
Yeah.
Can I boop in?
Can you just open the fucking
door? Hi.
Ah! Demon! Demon!
Nope, not a demon! Not a demon!
Same team.
Not a demon.
Pop a lock.
Y'all
pop
a lock.
I stunning strike him and then open the door.
Y'all literally were just talking.
We just B&E'd, bro. Yeah. This is not. This is just a random guy at the gate.
Yeah.
I thought, okay.
Yeah, no, this is like the poor guy he looks like, as
this
you guys
is,
come in.
This is
in,
a dude who happened to survive the onslaught.
We are no-knocking. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like some like.
Not true. We did knock.
It's some like 17-year-old that this is probably was like his first like actual job, got caught up in the middle of an undead versus cultist battle, and he just happened to be one of the survivors, and he drew the short straw, and he was on duty today.
I'm going to boop in. I'm going to very quickly like hit some pressure points to stunning strike him and then open up the door. And then as soon as they're in, I'm going to close and relock the door.
Yeah, we definitely need to make sure we re-secure this gate.
Yeah. Yep. And then I'm going to apologize and give him, like, 5 gold.
His eyes are just so wide.
I put it in his pocket because he still can't move. And just, like, there you go. Sorry about that. But we needed to, like, we got stuff to do.
I'm going to, like, kneel.
This should wear off soon.
I'm going to, like, slob squat, like, over him and look down and be like, if you would have just cooperated. Like, was that so hard? Look what you did. Look what you did this.
He's like, he can't move, but he's like trying desperately. His eyes are so wide. He's like trying to shriek, like move away from you.
Yeah, he's just doing his fucking job.
I'm
like, let's be cool, man.
Next time, like, when you hear Gregor the Black Wolf of Middenheim, you just open the gate.
Oh, my. I'm going to walk away.
And this is the good guy?
Like, yeah.
Get out of here, dude.
All right, I'm going to stand up. You know what? I'm going to put another like 2 gold in his pocket. and then I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go in and go find the dude I was talking to before.
Yeah. You find your way. You start making up the stairs. You get to the stairs. You start going up the stairs to this tower he was in when you start hearing alarm bells go off.
I'm going to tell the first dude I see to go to that front gate because the man's down and it needs to be secured.
I mean, it's pretty secure.
Yeah, we relocked it.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
Who are also, you people? Also, how did you get in here?
Also, that would be kind of terrifying. A fucking iguana teleports in front of you, paralyzes you, and then a giant dude in armor standing over you like, what you do?
Fucking berating you.
That was a rough interaction.
Well, you know what? It's
you just walking up to a guard like, hey, Steve in the front. Who are you?
Someone's got to secure the position.
You guys are like coming up the stairs. Like you see like these people in this room. Like it seems like they're like break room. The few survivors that are left that aren't on active duty.
Heck waves.
They all grab their weapons. They're like, ready for a fight. Who are you? What do you mean the gate's down?
We're soon to be the saviors of Sartosa.
Yes. We're here to protect you.
We're here to kill some demons and maybe undead.
We're here to help.
Okay, the undead and demons are out there, so you can go out there and kill them. That would be great. Why are you in here?
Boss, your boss first.
We got to talk to first mate. He already knows we're coming. Just go secure the front gate.
Did you let them in?
Wizard's already been here, so y'all are dropping the ball. With
this is my second time here today.
Also,
what is happening?
Come on, quick tea. Why are you here in the break room? Why are you in the break room right now?
We got a fucking war going on outside, and y'all are just sitting here smoking.
I've lived it. Thank you.
Are you over here playing solitaire?
Hey, be better.
That guy's playing Galaga.
All right.
Thought we wouldn't notice.
Ack, where's the first mate, my guy?
Up.
All right, let's go up.
Go re-secure that front gate, though, because whatever his name was out front.
He'll be fine.
He's
down right now.
What did you do to him?
I think he's just sick.
We stunned him temporarily because he wouldn't open the goddamn
door. His IBS was flaring up.
I'm the captain of the Golden God. I have a right to be here.
I'm the captain of the Golden God.
No gate is barred to me.
He's a 5-star man.
That's not a starter boat. That's a finisher boat.
Hearing all of this commotion, you do notice Aranessa's first mate comes down
the
stairs.
Hell yeah, that's what we're here to talk.
There's the guy we're here for.
All right, hey, you, bud.
I wave.
What's up? I go to dap him up. Does he respond to the dap?
He backs up and has his sword drawn, pointed toward you.
Man, what's that all about, man?
I mean, you guys are so hostile.
Don't be pulling fucking steel on me.
I thought we were... Hey,
I will fuck you up.
All right, guys. You know what? I'm gonna turn to him and be like, we just get...
No, guys, we need to restart.
We're gonna have a huddle. Refresh. Guys, we came in here way too hot.
Hey, man, my loads are boosted as fuck right now.
We came in here way too hot. Let's take it. Let's take about 10% off, okay?
While you guys are doing this, you're getting like surrounded by them, and the rest of the guards are coming in.
That's the least threatening part about this.
By any of these people. Yeah.
I'm not worried about that at all.
Least of my concerns.
It's more alarming for them to be closing the gap with us.
They're just normal dudes.
Yeah. You guys are in like the landing of a staircase, just like huddled around each other as there's people coming down the stairs. This guy is just like... It's like, my life was so weird when we had demons, and then we had undead, and then we had undead demons. And now is the weirdest thing that's happened this week.
I'm just saying.
Do you want us to kill the demons or not?
Yes, go out and kill the demons.
Well,
we need more information.
We just gotta coordinate. We just want up with a strategy.
We need the backstory real quick.
I'm trying to get some jolly cooperation going right now.
Tell us what
you
the
broke
fuck
into
happened.
Our fortress.
I didn't break in. I didn't break anything.
Yeah, I did.
He might have broken. We did not break him.
The door was clearly open for us.
He was an unexpected guest.
Also, I just tactical pause. I'd love the image at this point. Like, a bunch of normal dudes around you. You have like a literal ever chosen, literal champion of one god, warlock of another god, and potentially the avatar of the dwarven rage. Like, what are these dudes?
We're just in a fucking stairwell surrounded by Joe Schmoes.
I imagine for your huddle,
this first mate,
you have Gregor, and you're like leaned down for Fargrim, and then Ak is just like dangling.
I'm probably like kind of stooping a little.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guy.
And then as we're huddling, look up one second.
There's just like 30 swords pointed at us, and we're just like, yeah, hold on.
We are losing the grip on this situation.
All right. Okay, okay, good. Okay. Guys.
Y'all trying to survive or what?
We're here to help you guys.
We just want
to
talk.
Did you notice fucking Jim Bob out front? He's still alive. If we were hostile.
We went non-lethal.
If we were hostile,
we don't do that much.
That dude would be dead. You two.
He's going to look at one of the guards and kind of like nod his head and they run off.
I point to the two dudes in the break room. Both of them be pink mist.
Hold on. Guys, okay. Hold on.
I'd be wearing his ears. Like, I'm just going to look.
I'm going to look at this. I'm going to look at this first mate.
It's more my
thing. I'm
going
to say, hey, considering the state that the city is in, I think that this calls for at least to sit down here so we could figure something out. Because it seems like you need our help. Like, I'm not saying you guys did a bad job, okay? You guys did good. You guys are still alive, right?
I am.
But, like, you need help. Let us help you. Let's just talk for a second here.
Let's make sure our toes are great again.
Help are you offering us?
We're going to kill everything.
Like, well, you came in here.
Well, okay, hold on.
The guard comes back and kind of nods. He's like, you did something to Kenny.
Yeah, we told you. Stunned him.
He's fine.
There's just, I hit a few pressure points. Right. He'll be fine.
In 6 months.
Right. He is actively vomiting right now.
Yeah, that's a side effect. He'll get over it.
He'll be
Don't
fine.
Check his pockets.
So here's my thing. We could tell you exactly how we can help you once you tell us exactly what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, we can't tell you what we're going to do to help if we don't know what the situation is.
We would like to purge the unclean.
Mm-hmm. We're so good at that.
We are.
That's
like my whole mission.
Wonderful. If you'd like to go out
and
purge the island, you're welcome to.
But like, just talk to us first.
Do we know the source of this infestation?
I'm trying to open up a dialogue.
Where's Big Bad? Where's Big Man?
Someone's got to be leading the undead. And I don't know what the situation is with like the cultist thing. Axe said there's like demons or some shit y'all were talking about.
Shortly after the festival, we started noticing some of the population was changed.
Okay.
It was fairly subtle at first. It got progressively worse. It came to a head, though, several weeks ago. As I'm sure you are aware, we were in communications with Harkin. He was trying to get on the council.
Yeah, he's real shit-ass, that guy.
He's cursed the island, so now everything that dies here doesn't stay dead.
Type.
We should have blown up his boat better.
I mean, that's a ball.
I don't know exactly what happened. We were actually very close to reaching an agreement about him joining the council. He came in a fury. We were supposed to have a meeting to discuss some of the last terms. Something about plans moving up. A Manfred?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that name mean
that
anything?
That dude's a bitch.
Don't say that name.
Guys.
So don't say his name. We beat his ass.
So that dude be working for the big bads, like the god of death and whatnot.
Well, apparently someone did something to him and we were collateral. So that's been wonderful.
What do you mean you were collateral? What do you mean?
Y'all be fucking around with forces beyond your comprehension.
He came...
Harkin came or Manfred came?
Harkin Don't say his came. Name.
Harkin came.
I'm going to go.
We've been over this.
Something had happened to this Manfred that he worked with.
Why do you keep saying the name?
Names have
power.
Yeah. We both need to do better.
Normally that's my nickname.
We'll go with Manny.
I put my hand on his shoulder like we both need to do better.
He doesn't know.
You asked for information. Yeah. This is the information I have.
It's going to be Manuel and Harry. Got it. Yeah,
sure.
Manuel and Harry. Yeah, yeah. Any other names I need to not say?
I think you could say Harkin. I mean,
I'm pretty sure. We've been over that.
Ogden.
Awkward.
Not now.
I don't know.
You're going to set me the fuck off.
I don't know what Ogden is.
We're getting sidetracked. but anyway, so Harry said something happened with Manny, and then Harry came back and fucked this place up.
So dumb.
Harry came with legions of the undead.
That's rude.
In a rage because apparently Manny was mad at him.
Mm.
Sounds like Manny got caught fucking lacking.
Yeah. What I'm hearing. Okay. Is Harry
Do
here
you
somewhere?
Know what happened there?
It's
what
not important.
So Manny, we fucked that dude up.
Yeah, we broke
so
into
So you're
his,
behind this.
So we broke into his house and beat his ass.
Because he's working for the god of the dead who's trying to come back and kill everybody.
So you see what's happening right now is you guys have been embroiled into this ongoing war between the living and the dead. And before you get upset, you are not the only victims here. Like, everyone is being attacked by undead forces. So, like, this Wonderful. Is not unique to you. Don't think you're special, because you're fucking not, okay?
Why are you here?
That doesn't help.
Because we are fighting for the forces of the living and
need our
fucking
boat.
The forces of the dead.
Up.
Why are you...
Up.
Dude. The men all just look at each other. They're like...
He said up.
I'm just behind him holding a bottle of oil.
Brother,
See, we just need our boat. It's what we came here for. But
yes, we are rallying forces of the living to take the fight to the enemy, and we came here looking for Aranessa for assistance and to recover the Golden God and potentially some like escort vessels. Because
we
need to move.
We're
going to
launch an armada, small strike force into the land of the dead.
Doesn't
for a surgical
like...
precision strike to cut the head off the snake.
We're going
to
go correct. Kill a god.
It doesn't look like there's a lot of ships left.
Wish you luck as you go fuck the undead.
Up.
Up.
We got a few days to spare, though.
Why are you here? What is it you want from...
We need our ship.
Yes.
The golden god.
But then
it's
we realize...
in the harbor.
But then we realize the city's on fire.
Yes.
And became the help.
We would love to help you, though.
Yeah, we got a few days to spare.
Yeah, we got about 2 weeks. So
Sartosa has been good to us. So, seeing it in this state, we would love to help.
Here's my question. You said Harry came with a force to do this, right? Is he still here?
No.
That's my question.
Okay.
No, he came. He did some kind of ritual.
Damn, bro.
Everything dead was no longer dead.
I wonder if we can
Here's what
reverse
we're gonna do.
That curse.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're gonna after this, we're gonna take five. We're gonna do a moment of thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see if maybe we could get a little bit of divine insight on a potential way to reverse this curse.
Yeah.
I think I've got an idea on how to stop the demons.
Good starting point. It's probably that temple.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
All right. But the undead thing, we're going to need to figure something out with the curse.
I can go to the temple with you while they brainstorm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A little out of our wheelhouse on the whole undead thing with the big
island
curse.
I thought you were supposed to come here. I thought you were specialists on fucking the undead.
Up. We will, but we're...
You keep forgetting the up.
I'm better at demons than undead, so we'll take care of that first,
we're
and then we'll do...
killing them, but island-wide curses is a bit of a new one. And we're extremely talented.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But we need to plan first, which is not something I'm not normally for. But we'll get there.
I'm a great planner.
Yeah, that's his job.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do PR.
Yeah, sure.
I just fucking careful. Up.
He's fast.
I'm fast as fuck, boy.
Up.
All right. What?
All right. Well, the Golden God. Last I saw it was out in the harbor.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Is it still manned by the living, or do we need to retake it? Do you know? It seemed to be left alone.
I don't believe there was any crew on it, but I will be honest with you, it was the least of my concerns at the time.
Are there still enough people alive to crew it if we get this resolved?
That's a very good question.
Okay.
I think that's something...
I don't have men to spare, if that's what you're asking
for. That's a bridge we burn when we cross it.
I guess, lastly, do you have any method of signaling to Aranessa to return? Or is this just maybe she comes back, maybe she doesn't? Because apparently she took a large bulk of your fleet.
She took most of the fleet, yes.
To do what? Just for safety?
Survive.
Or, you don't know where she is, but does she have any kind of communication system with you to maybe come back? Is there any way to
No communication with her.
Fuck me, man.
You can roll insight on this if you want.
I am going to do that. That one. I am just fully expecting that this is all due to complete ineptitude.
Yeah. My insight check yielded a...
23.
I also got a 23.
Damn.
You guys, Kronk, he's 100%. Why would this man lie to you?
No plan.
You have him at sword point.
Absolute.
We don't have any swords drawn. He's got us at sword point.
Yeah, but with a one.
Oh, yeah.
You guys.
Our presence. So,
he's definitely lying about the communication. You don't know exactly why he's lying, but you have a pretty good guess that he's.
I guess this is what I'm going to say.
You
want to
take
then.
This? You got it?
Yeah, this is what I'm going to say. Okay, I'm going to say, listen. I understand for the safety of the whole situation, if, you know, you don't want to be completely forthright, but if we do protect the city and we do save it from whatever is happening right now, if there is a way to have her come back at that point, it would be appreciated for her to come back so we can speak with her. But for now, we can just deal with the situation and we can maybe communicate about this. Some other time.
I was going to go a different way with that. But okay.
Yeah. We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
First.
I was going to come out real hot, but I guess I'll chill.
That's fair.
My thing is trust goes both ways, right? So he needs to understand that we're going to hold up our end of the bargain here.
Ack raises his hand.
And go from there.
And stares at the first mate.
I don't have a way of communicating with her.
Sure.
Couldn't tell you what mission she's on.
That's crazy.
But yeah.
That's wild, bro.
Whatever. Sure. All right, man.
I'm sure.
No, I believe you.
No.
Totally.
No,
if
we're able to clear the island, maybe she will find a way.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she will. Yeah, that's crazy. For sure.
All right. what's up?
When Harkin first came here, do you know where he landed when he cast the curse? Because that might be a good place to start. Did he Does he have a secret area that he comes to when he comes here, or does he just land in the harbor?
Usually he lands in the harbor when he...
Did he this time, though?
When he cast his curse, it was in a field on the center of the island.
Okay. See, that's good information.
That's where we need to go.
That's helpful. See, look at you helping us out.
Look at you.
That's good. You're doing a good job.
Thank you for being so
good.
Honest with us.
So did you have a way to communicate or not? Because I'm picking up mixed signals.
No.
We'll deal with that. We'll deal with it later.
I just wanted to say thank you for being so forthright and helpful.
You have been really...
And I look forward to both of us
profiting from this relationship.
Well, thank you so much for paralyzing Kenny.
He'll be fine.
And breaking into our fortress. Hey. This is so wonderful.
In 6 months, Kenny will be almost back to normal.
It should take less than that. He'll be, let him sleep it off and he'll be fine. I didn't hit him that hard.
You keep saying no, but he keeps talking about how honest you're being.
Crunk.
It's really...
Crunk.
I'm just like...
We just gotta let this one go, bro.
I'm just gonna like... You just see the helmet just gonna turn and look at Crunk.
Is he lying?
No.
Are you fucking lying?
No.
No.
Crunk, Crunk, let's go kill some undead.
Yeah, dude.
And demons.
Crunk, we got shit to do, man.
We're gonna talk about this.
That's like... Yeah, we'll talk about later.
We're gonna double back to this one.
Yeah.
We will.
All right.
Millie was just like, come on.
She bat my leg.
That's funny. All right. So let's go to that field.
All right. Do we want to go to the field or do we want to go to the temple? Do we want to deal with demons or undead first?
Well, I thought we were going to go to the temple, figure something out, and they were going to brainstorm how to reverse the curse.
I'm just saying, if we can go to where he cast it, I'll drop a hot remove curse down.
Oh, let's do that first.
You know, yeah, that was where my head was at.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, and then we can go to the temple afterwards and see if that's where shit's popping off.
Yeah.
Okay. First mate, I don't know if I caught your name, but we're going to go solve all of your problems.
Old honest Abe over here.
I'm Ack, by the way. Bye. And I assume we all turn and leave.
I'm going to come back.
Stay safe
and have a discussion with you.
Stay safe in here,
okay? Stay safe.
Yeah.
They kind of they allow you to pass, but they all watch you
allow?
And follow you to make
allow stop us, dude.
Yeah. Ack just walks past them. If they don't move, Ack will boop past
What's
them.
What's really funny is one side of this has definitely wildly misread the situation.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's us.
No.
Well, no, it might also be us, but
these are just normal dudes.
Well, yeah, but
these guys would be so cooked.
They are understandably upset that we broke in.
Yeah.
But also,
they don't know
stand
us,
zero bro. Chance against us.
Imagine if we were on the other side of that wall and people just booped in.
They wouldn't, right? though. That's the thing.
Because if they did, they'd be dead on sight.
Exactly.
They would never make it out of the courtyard.
Yeah.
I like to assume this is just a conversation we're having as we're walking.
It is. 100%.
They could fucking never.
Yeah. That's my thing. Like, they bribably are upset.
And also, they're definitely going to need to make a hole because Fargrim takes up the entire hallway.
Yeah.
True.
No, they did make a hole, but they're like following you out to make sure you actually.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. God forbid I steal something from this super nice fortress you have. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, we're walking out the door again.
Now I'm just being facetious.
As you walk out, you see this
young man, Kenny.
One of the other guards is like putting a blanket on him. There's a bucket just filled with vomit.
I flip him another gold.
Yeah. I'm going to look at him and I'm just going to like tap to his breast pocket.
He like visibly shudders away from you as he's just like shaking in his blanket with like the older pirates, there might be like a little bit of a family resemblance, just kind of like rubbing his back, just like trying to like.
Aww.
What's wild is you technically can't be frightened in my aura, but he's frightened of my aura. So it's kind of interesting.
As we're passing, I'm going to say to whoever like folks are there taking care of him and be like, I'm going to be real. You should like never put this dude in charge of a door again because that door is not staying closed. On site, that door will open for fucking anyone.
No, I mean,
he has been ruined.
He should not be guarding the door.
You should not put him in charge of doors anymore. Sure. He's for sure got PTSD.
I just hit a couple pressure points. He should be fine.
He's going to shit himself next time he sees like a gecko.
It's for all of your own good. Find something else for him to do. All
right. So before we close the door, which way is the center of the field thingy? Can we, and then I assume they just closed the doors on us?
Yeah.
He said center of the island.
He said center of the island.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we're going to go.
Head inland.
Run amok.
Okay.
As you guys begin running amok to the center of the island, you do notice.
Demons.
You see, like, on the path, I guess I should ask, are you guys taking the road, or are you just cutting
through? We should stay off the roads.
Just beeline.
I think we should stay off the roads.
As the crow flies.
Yeah.
Okay.
As the crow flies.
Cool. You guys start making your way there. You do pass through what seems to be, are you guys running or walking?
Probably walk.
I just stroll.
Nice stroll.
A leisurely stroll.
Trudging.
Yeah. Not trying to gas myself out before we get there.
Yeah. Are you guys trying to avoid
speed walking
denizens of the island, or are you ready to fight anything you want to fight?
I, I think now
we they didn't seem that hard to kill because Ak killed you guys got here.
I think we could get bogged down.
I don't want to draw too much attention, but if something is inconvenient
if something's in our way, we'll murder it.
Smoke check that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And then light it on fire.
Yeah, you for the most part, you avoid things. You do recognize a kind of familiar farmstead.
Oh. As you're is that kid through? Alive still?
Yeah, can we search the house?
Is there a cross-eyed zombie out here somewhere?
Are you guys trying to get to the house and investigate it then?
I feel like we should.
I feel
we'll double check, see if they're okay.
You do, as you get closer, you do see this small figure standing in the field.
Fuck me.
Is he okay?
Oh.
It's like it's just standing. There's just a small figure just standing at the field.
I'm going to get closer.
Okay. As you get closer, you do recognize it as the child.
Is he alive or undead?
Staring. Just staring straight out.
Hey, kid.
Turns.
Nah.
Directly at
Man. Does he seem undead? Does he start running at me?
No, he's still standing there, just watching.
I'm going to slowly approach him.
Okay.
You okay, kid?
Just stares.
I got a firebolt.
Keep staring.
Unlocked right now.
Can I roll something to see if he's okay or not?
Yeah, you could roll probably medicine.
Medicine.
I'd like to ready an action with a firebolt in case it attempts to...
I'll be fine.
Attack him. I know.
That's a 16.
I've drawn my hammer and sunblade.
There's something very wrong with this kid.
I mean, but there always was.
Do I recognize it as like an undead or demonic presence?
You notice it's more of a demonic presence than anything.
Like, okay, well, I'm going to calmly walk up to him.
He's just staring. It's like this like really creepy smile. It's like it's a little too big, and the teeth are a little too pointy.
With my knowledge of
the eyes are still going in the wrong direction.
Do I recognize that he has been possessed and not he's not really alive anymore?
He's not possessed, but there's definitely something going on here.
Do I recognize him as not being like with my demon hunting knowledge? Do I know that the kid's not the kid anymore?
Is he artistic?
I mean, he was always artistic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There does seem to be an influence. You think the kid might still be in there somewhere.
Okay, so...
He's not, like, full, like, demon possessing, but there's definitely...
I won't just murder him, then.
Something going on.
Gotta be cool about this.
He starts singing, "Watch the fields, watch the fields."
Can I shut the fuck up right now.
Can I hit him hard enough to knock him out?
Sure.
And stunning strike him?
I'm gonna roll investigation on the field.
All right,
okay.
Can I do something to extract the demon from him?
Does Ak have anything that could do that?
Remove the curse wouldn't do that, would it?
Probably.
Not necessarily.
I mean, you could try it.
I don't think it would remove
I don't have any, like...
I mean, you could just tie him up and we could tuck him away somewhere and then we could deal with the demon thing and we can come back and see if...
Can I pray to Ulrich and dump oil on him and see if that helps?
Yeah, you can do that.
I have banishment. But all that does is like temporarily move something to another plane. I don't know if...
Well, if it's something from another plane, if it stays there for the full minute, it stays there permanently.
For level 4 banishment? You sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I gotta look this up.
But
double check that.
Would that move the whole child? Or
I don't know how that would work.
Not trying to send...
But yeah, can I knock this demon child out and pray to Ulrich to remove the demon?
Sure.
Seeing as normally my job is to kill demons, but I don't have anything to remove. I don't have remove demon from child as a spell.
I mean, would you have like a restoration spell or like a kind of healing spell maybe?
I do have my warlock healing.
I have disintegrate.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right here, it's if the target is native to a different plane of existence than the one you're on, the target is banished with a faint popping noise, returning to its home plane. If the spell ends before 1 minute has passed, target reappears in the space it left or in the nearest unoccupied space. Otherwise, the target does not return.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's
I have my healing light from Ulrich. I have Ulrich's healing light. Can I use that to purge the demon from the child?
What is that spell called? The actual?
It's not a spell. It's a warlock feature. It just says you have D6 healing pool that resets after a long finish. As a bonus action, I can heal one creature you see within 60 feet. But it's my only like healing stuff.
Gotcha. So you go, you pray to Ulrich. Give me a religion check.
Okay.
Gregor, I think you could banish him to Ulrich's realm. And then the demon will probably get purged out. And then I think the kid will yoink back. Maybe? Yeah?
Okay. 15 plus...
I don't know if that's how that works.
A 15.
A 15?
Yeah.
Your healing isn't going to save him. You can try praying to Ulrich and asking for divine intervention, but since you're not a cleric... and you don't have any class things that allow that, it's very unlikely that it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you do know, you have heard some stories of some like clerics and paladins that have like this restoring power that might be able to help end a possession.
So would my lay on hands, like since it can remove status effects?
I think you'd need to do a restoration spell, like a greater or lesser restoration.
I don't have that.
Yeah. Let me see.
I have... First, my prepared spells.
Gregor is more of an unrestorer paladin.
I mean, I have Aura of Vitality, Revify, Cure Wounds, Bless.
We kill the child and bring it back.
hold on.
Does it work if he's a zombie, though?
I don't know, because he might already like be dead.
Mm. No, because I specifically asked that if the child is still alive inside.
Because that's the thing, is if we murder him...
He comes back as an undead zombie. We got
no Revify. He doesn't come back as an undead.
No, but with the curse on the
So it's like, how does that? I feel like the best solution here is to just tie him up, tuck him away somewhere safe,
remove the curse,
and then do the curse thing, and we'll come back and deal with that afterwards.
I agree.
When that's no longer in play.
Yeah, I've dispel magic. That wouldn't really work. No, unfortunately, I don't have.
We'd need a restoration.
I don't have
spell.
A restoration spell.
Yeah.
Lay on hands is specifically a disease or poison.
Yeah.
Like, this kid was really, like, funny, and he did a great job, but, like...
Oh, no, if he was...
some farm kid.
If Amber said that, like, I recognized the kid as being gone, I was going to put a dagger in his head.
I think maybe we...
Which is why I specifically asked.
Right, we'll tie him up, and we'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Who's gonna tie him
Sounds up? Like a plan.
Let's think a little big picture here, guys.
Fargo, tie him up.
All right. I'm just going to take some rope and... Tie him up in the house?
Yeah, we'll throw him in the house.
You're throwing him in the house?
Is there anyone else in the house?
Yeah.
What about his fucking dad?
There's several people in the house.
Are they
Who's alive? Going?
Are they demons or?
You do see the farmer you spoke of before is just kind of sitting there, just kind of like.
The same way?
Very out of it. Oh. Carved into his shirt is like ripped open and bleeding from it. He's carved some kind of eye icon into his chest.
Do we recognize the eye icon?
Freaky.
You guys give me a religion check with advantage. Kronk, you recognize it instantly.
Recognize that.
As you're like realizing what's going on, some of the other children come in and you do see
19.
A 7.
Similarly, eyes are carved into their flesh as well.
Also a 19.
I got a 19.
This is the eye of Zeech.
Yep, sure it is.
Okay.
You see the father is like holding this kind of like this dagger with like dried blood on it as he's just like coming.
So maybe don't leave this kid in the house. It's
I'm gonna
I mean, they're all demons right now.
I think I'm gonna try to kill them.
Watch the fields. I said it comes from the fields at night. They come from the fields. Just watch the fields.
Yeah, you know what?
You don't have the mark.
Him.
You're not protected. He starts like walking at you with the dagger.
I'm gonna boot him in the chest.
Okay. Roll to attack.
What's the unarmed? Add my strength modifier, right?
Yeah.
That's an 11.
He kind of like dodges out of the way, and he's like raising the dagger, like in this weird shaky.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take like two steps backwards and just be like, "Can you not right now?"
Protect. They come at night. They always come this way. We're protected.
We should leave, right?
I'm just gonna step up and I'm just gonna punch him in the face.
Okay.
Non-lethal.
Make a
non-lethal
strike.
Why are we leaving them alive? It clearly 13. They're clearly
how much?
Not
13.
We're struggling.
Roll damage.
What's the damage?
It would be
the people
a
might
D1
still be
plus your strength.
Carved in his chest.
So one plus strength?
Yep.
Can I roll to see if he's still alive? Like if
That's 10 non-lethal unarmed damage.
It's a very good thing you said non-lethal because he's like almost dead now.
Knock him the fuck out.
Yeah.
All right, we'll tie this bitch
up
too.
Can I see if he's still alive? Like if the human within is still alive?
Roll religion.
You said there's kids in here too, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to punch them too.
They're starting to gather around. Okay.
I'm kicking. I'll punch all the kids.
I'll knock them all out.
Yeah.
That's a 10.
So you've dealt with cultists before. This is not undead. This is definitely cultist. Something happened because you, or maybe they were always cultists, but it seems like they are very diehard cultists now. So they're still people. They're not undead.
All right.
But they do seem to be worshiping Zeech.
Ak and I are knocking out the children.
Okay. It takes a little bit, but you go.
So wait, they don't seem like they're possessed. They just seem like they're like cultists being affected by chaos and like mutated.
Yeah.
So they're literally chaos worshippers.
Yeah, I don't think like, that's guys, not, I don't that's not I don't know if this me, is dog. Something we can fix.
No,
yeah,
their brain's like, tweaking.
I think this is something we eradicate.
This is they're literally I already think, fall into chaos.
I think burn the heretic.
I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah,
like, I'm already going.
I take out my dagger made out of Gaunt's Ulna.
Were they worshiping or are they just brain?
They're mutated chaos worshippers.
Damn it! Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Burn the heretic. Yep.
None of them are mutated.
You said the kid has.
Oh no. The.
Wait, they're not mutated.
They're not mutated, but
just cultists.
No, because she said he's got like spiky teeth and stuff.
Oh yeah. The one kid in the field. You're right. Yeah. I did.
So are they mutated cultists?
Doesn't seem to be mutated. That has like the carved flesh doesn't seem to be mutated, but the one kid, his smile was a little too wide, and his teeth were a little too short.
That's what I was asking before.
He's mildly mutated.
If I would have recognized that insight, I would have on site in the field. I would have put a dagger in his head.
Okay,
I already rolled my attack.
Yeah, the holy dagger I made out of Gaunt's Ulna.
I already rolled to attack.
Ak is killing the kids.
I already rolled an attack.
Bargrim is currently. Who are you swinging at first?
The dad.
Ak has put Ak has put a dagger in his head.
Yeah, if I would have clocked the kid was mutated, that means unfortunately it's
too late.
He can't be saved.
All of my teaching says that that doesn't live.
Okay.
That can't be.
You guys butcher all of the unconscious and tied up family.
I'm not participating in this.
I'm only killing the mutated kid.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, you're killing the mutated kid. You're
unconscious?
Farge.
They knocked them all out.
Yeah. Oh. We were going to tie them all up.
Yeah.
I actively was tying them all up.
Yeah, so maybe retcon or like... Would Fargrim be like, hold on?
Yeah, this is why I was asking that stuff in when we were in the field still, because if I would have recognized him as being like fallen to chaos... It would have been on site.
Yeah,
it would have been a mercy killing on site.
DM, from my understanding, DM said that the dad fell to chaos. He is a cultist, a worshiper of Zeench. That is from my understanding what the DM said.
Make an action based on what you interpret this situation to be.
That's why I was asking this. If this guy would have been fallen to chaos when we were in the field, I would have put a dagger.
Yeah.
Like that's why I was walking up calmly. I was walking up calmly to put a dagger in his head.
Okay.
If I would have recognized him as being fallen to chaos, even if he was a kid.
So Ak has now realized that this kid is a little too weird and has fucking murdered.
If the kid's mutated, then
there's no coming back.
Can't be safe.
Yeah. All of my teaching from Gregor and as a warlock of Ulrich tells me that we purge the unclean.
Okay.
There is no mercy for the
tied up dad.
This family, I think, can still be saved.
The rest can be saved. Yeah,
I think this family can still be saved.
If they're not mutated, then it's
I think we get rid of the curse on the island and we get the demonic incursion off this island, and this family hopefully just wakes up from a horrible dream.
Yeah.
So you think that they're not actual?
I don't think they're. There was nothing that denoted that they were chaos worshippers last time we were here.
Their minds could just be cooked from what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Which is potentially recoverable.
Yeah, there was no evidence that they were chaos. Like, we talked to this family.
Bargrim, did you kill the dad? Because you had rolled a swing on the dad.
This conversation with Fargrim's axe in the air.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, ready to fucking rip.
You know what I mean? Because we talked to this family.
Yeah.
So
there were no prior signs.
There was no prior
signs. We weren't really looking, though.
No, but... I don't know, man. They just seemed like a normal farm family.
If they're
any family is normal until chaos. But,
okay, Zach,
find its way in.
I'm talking to Zach here. If Gregor or Ak or any Wolf of Middenheim walks into a room and sees a guy with the Eye of Zeench carved into his chest coming towards you with a dagger, is it not on sight? Is it not on site?
The part that's holding Gregor back is that he's like, he met this guy.
Gregor's a changed man now. Yeah. He thinks about.
Also, all of these people are currently unconscious.
Gregor doesn't do shit on site.
I'm saying when we walked in, he came towards us being like, you don't have the eye. You're not safe. I need, like, I'm going to carve this eye into you.
What is holding Gregor's hand is the fact he's like, I talked to this man. So, like, putting the whole picture together is that this man's thoughts are not his own, and he could just be a victim of what's going on. And it is possible that if I'm able to fix what is going on this island, this man can be saved.
I feel like
that's fine.
I feel like I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, that train of thought could be flawed in the fact that, like, we talked to this family a long time ago, and Chaos has been here, it seems like, pretty quickly since
that's
we
the
left.
Game.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, they've been...
Chaos
that's
is chaos,
chaos dog.
What? And that's,
are
and that's
they
what
or
I,
aren't they? You don't know, but you got to try and make a guess, man. Can they be saved? Can they not? Are you just going to murder everyone on site that could just be a victim?
That's my problem.
That's a personal decision
you
got to make.
If we had the same exact interaction, but there wasn't a full-blown curse shit show going on this island, then yes, I would murder the shit out of this family.
He's got the Eye of Tzeentch carved into his chest.
My question...
On site looks like he did it to himself because he's got the bloody dagger.
Get a skin graft. I mean,
my question is, how have some people fallen and some people not?
I mean, that's
right,
just
how are the people
some
who
people
are still
make
fighting?
The choice to fall, and then some people happen to be on an island where some asshole drops an undead curse, and at the same time, there's a demonic incursion, and they're literally just caught in the middle.
Yeah. But if they're mutated, I think there's...
No, the little mutated boy for it, he's got to go.
Yeah, I already put my holy dagger. It's my dagger that I imbued with the holy light
like
of Ulrich.
Like I said, dude, like level 2, season 1 Gregor
for sure
would have set this
burned
house
the
on
house
fire.
Down. Yeah. You know?
With them all in it.
See,
still
awake. Ack hasn't gone through that. Ack hasn't gone through that character you know? Growth yet, so he's still in the burn the heretic.
Ack hasn't gone full circle.
Yeah. I love the energy, but I think when you look at the bigger picture, I mean, we were planning on coming back here after the shit show anyway. So I think we tie these fuckers up.
All right.
And we come back once we remedy this. And if they're still Tzeentched out, then I will personally kill everyone in this house.
All right. I think that's fair.
As you guys are having this conversation, the now dead child begins giggling.
Fuck!
I light him on fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sacred flame until he's burning.
The giggles continue.
Millie.
Yeah, Millie's upset.
Millie.
Yeah, I sacred flame him until he is...
Okay.
Does your sacred flame actually jump to the house and now we have...
No. It is holy. Right. It is Ulrich's holy fire.
So we knock these people out. They're tied up. Yep. I say let's try to fix what's going on this island.
All right.
And then come back. And then they might be part of the cleanup.
All right.
But I think we need to try to... At this point... We need to try to save as many as we can.
I think we're getting caught up a little bit in the details of what's going on, and we should focus on
the task at hand,
the big picture, and wrap up the curses and the incursion, and then we can come back.
That's
to cleansing what's left over.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, yeah. I say one last prayer to Ulrich before we go, and then we'll head back to towards the center of the
let's
island.
Stop treating the symptoms, and let's treat
the disease.
The disease.
I bet on that.
Yeah, I don't think their insurance covers that. So,
I'm going to lean
this pro bono.
That's a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Someone tell this man to up his premium.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find this field.
Yeah. Let's go find a field. Let's go stop the undeadness.
Were we in the field?
We're on our way.
I don't think we're in the field.
No.
You do crest over the hill though, leaving this little farmstead, and you see. What you would imagine now is the center of the island. There's this like large black, like almost crater with like almost like veins coming out of it.
I think that's where we need to be.
I'm gonna do it. Yep, that's where I'm going right now.
Okay. I'm going with them.
Destroy this.
We're gonna find out. Start chopping veins. That crater next time on Drop Dice.
Oh my god.
Goddamn.
I want to say
that guy.
This episode started off the most always sunny energy I thought we've had in a long time.
Yes.
And then got serious at a breakneck speed.
We did a full 180.
Yep.
that was wild. Ugh.
Guys, are we ethnic cleansing these kids?
We're not ethnic cleansing.
We're Tzeentch cleansing.
We're Tzeentch cleansing these kids.
I will never forget
at my previous job at a previous hospital, a coworker of mine unironically said the phrase, we need an ethnic cleansing. And I was like, we shouldn't talk anymore.
Yeah. That's, like, that's a good person to cut off.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, not ideal. Like, me and you should not associate with one another.
What,
like,
dude?
Dropped Ice does not support ethnic cleansing.
Absolutely. It doesn't.
No.
It was just weird to hear somebody like unironically say that out loud.
Yeah. That's like,
dude,
yeah,
like,
yeah, dude. All
right. Well, anyway, shout out to our sponsors.
VB Health.
They also don't support ethnic cleansings. No. Yeah.
To our knowledge.
Dude, I'd also, I'd love to, I messaged Jay about this, where the workaholics guys were talking about, Adam Devine was talking about taking load boost.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
I saw another wild podcast clip, I think on like, I forget what, I think TikTok or something, that it was some big podcast talking about soaking wet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right, dude. On, man.
Lit.
So.
Shit works.
Mm-hmm.
I've got.
Great success.
Yeah. Big fan of load boost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big fan.
Yep. We recently just got some more ashwagandha.
Yeah.
We have nice. Sleep Boost hopefully coming soon.
Nice.
Sleep Boost was goated.
I love that shit so much.
Fanroll.
Fanroll, yes.
Get some dice. It's holiday season.
Get
they have Advent calendar.
Good Christmas.
Get
gifts.
Your gubbins.
Yep. They
always good dice.
Cool, unique.
Use
dice
the code that'll be at the bottom of this episode. Save yourself a couple shekels.
10% off.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the store.
This is the holiday season, y'all.
It'd be.
All right.
So by the time this episode drops, it might be after Christmas.
It's after the holiday season.
We do be cooking.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
See you guys next time.
Patrons. Throw it up.
Patrons.
Oh,
never forget.
Throw it up.
Special shout out to.
It's never thrown up.
A certain patron I was talking to this last week at Thanksgiving who was like, hey, man, as a patron, I would love some more episodes. So, well, you got it, no? So.
We're in the dog.
This is it.
Yes.
We out here.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But also, I know he hasn't listened to our entire backlog, so I was like, brother, run it back.
Got a lot to get through.
Step your game up.
Yep. But, yeah, so.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Catch you guys.
Bye. See you guys.